Hello, APW family. This is an audio recording of a number of the officer articles from the American Postal Worker magazine of January, February, 2024. This is APW President Mark Demenstein reading my article, 2024, A Year of Challenges and Opportunities. Whatever your holiday traditions and beliefs, I hope you and your family had safe, enjoyable holidays. With last year in the rearview mirror, the struggle continues in 2024. In addition to daily battles to enforce our union contract, I'd like to highlight some of our upcoming challenges and opportunities as a union. New union contract. The main collective bargaining agreement, union contract covering 200,000 postal workers, expires on September 20th, 2024. Negotiations will begin on June 25th. Our union contract sets the wages, benefits, and rights of postal workers. The National Union is already deep in preparations, reviewing National Convention resolutions, engaging economists, assessing other union contracts, and identifying priorities. Negotiations are never easy, and we, the workers, have our goals, while the bosses have theirs. The outcome of this struggle depends on building power and leverage. Every member can help achieve a solid and fair new contract by engaging in the coming contract campaign. Network changes. Management's network monetization plans will expand with the opening of more large regional distribution sort centers and sorting and delivery centers. The wave of new automation will have a negative impact on our workforce. The APW leadership is fully engaged and will continue to do our best to protect jobs and services. Contractual protections regarding the potential excessing of employees will be fully enforced. We will organize community-based fightbacks when any management changes diminish service. APW Leadership Institute. This spring, we will hold our first ever twice-a-year Leadership Institute, with the goal of developing an ever-stronger leadership core. Interest is high, as over 400 members applied for the first 30 available slots. Some of the classes at the Institute will also be shared at various state educational seminars. Safety in toxic workplaces. Management's creation of hostile working conditions is a long-standing and worsening problem. Together, from the workroom floor to the negotiating table, from the streets to Capitol Hill, we must compel management to respect postal workers who deserve nothing less. Proper staffing. Short staffing is another long-term problem that undermines service and increases workplace stress. Management has been responsive to better staffing in mail processing, but not in retail. We will continue to unite with the public and demand staffing levels that keep retail lines short, post offices open, and create a safer workplace. Campaign for expanded services. The 2022 Postal Service Reform Act created new opportunities for the USPS to perform non-postal services for local, state, and tribal governments. New services are crucial for our future. I have challenged all our locals and members to be proactive in seeking out ways to expand services. Legislation. 2024 elections and vote by mail. Fixing the unfair penalty that reduced earned Social Security benefits of civil service retirees and enabling PSEs to buy back time for retirement purposes once converted to career are top legislative priorities. We will be proactive in the 2024 elections with an eye toward protecting our jobs, public postal services, as well as protecting and expanding democratic and workers' rights. Robust vote by mail provides access to the ballot box for millions when voting rights are under assault. National Convention. Our biennial national conventions are key to our union democracy. The July convention will host some 2,000 delegates in Detroit who will debate and vote on resolutions that help direct our union. Every member has a voice through their locals, submitting resolutions for consideration, as well as choosing their convention delegates. Nonstop organizing. signing up the non-members in our ranks, and organizing postal workers in the private sector, such as at Amazon, is vital to building worker power in our industry. Your participation, creativity, and ideas are welcome and needed to build our union power as we look forward to a busy year. Union strong all day long is the path of continued progress.
Hello, union family. This is your Executive Vice President, Debbie Cerruti. I'm just here to take a little time to talk about my article that was in the magazine this month. So my title is Union Members Take Heed. We need you actively with us in 2024. And as you know, there's an awful lot scheduled for 2024. Political campaigns have begun, and the Postal Service is going to need to be ready to make a difference for all of the election mailings. The problem is our mail processing network has been degraded, and right now we're going through consolidations, and we need your help now. We have a Postmaster General rolling out his Delivering for America plan at a very high pace, making drastic changes to our mail processing network. Instead of looking at a pilot in one area to see if his plan will work and giving it a one-year review, and then allowing the Postal Regulatory Commission to review and advise, he has gone ballistic with his plan. Many locals across the country have been hit hard with planned consolidation and potential service losses for their communities, all while our 2024 federal elections are beginning and the primaries have already been starting this month. In his plan, the mail, the needed automation equipment, and postal jobs are being removed from many facilities. Advanced facer canceller systems, which are the equipment that actually cancels the mail and also assists in the processing and tracking of mail ballots, is being removed. And the plan is to depend on regional processing and distribution centers to handle first-class mail and all of our package industry. The first thing the PMG did coming in was to degrade first-class mail standards, which could prompt delays of vote-by-mail ballots. If the PMG had reviewed postal history, he would have known that it doesn't work. The Postal Service has centralized and decentralized over the years and finally realized that they needed abundant plants to process mail and provide the overnight prompt delivery to communities. There are lessons learned about the effects from inclement weather, electrical shutdowns, and disasters. And with climate change rising, there's an abundant amount of those. The plants help each other to back each other up to get that mail out in a timely manner when one plant is being taken under by inclement weather. The PMG should look at how many times the Postal Service experiences delays in mail due to the inclement weather. History has shown that since 2012, when management took out the ability for many communities to cancel their own mail with their AFCS equipment, the delays increased and mail was shuffled around to three and four other facilities before it was even canceled. Costs for transportation increased. The only customers that may see overnight delivery are some of the largest businesses that get discounts for pre-sorting their mail. Communities have become second-class citizens. The plan is also closing a large facility in New Jersey and offering employees already early retirements, of course, with no money incentives. All of this is occurring when there are so many facilities that are short-staffed. Many new employees can't be retained, and where postal employees throughout the country are suffering from a major hostile work environment. Some facilities have been expanded, but the concern is that too few facilities will be responsible for timely processing of first-class mail and the processing of packages in their regions, leading to more opportunities for delayed failures. The plan reeks of a very expensive endeavor that destroys good service to the American public. We need people power to turn this around. The federal elections of 2024 will be the Postal Service's most important responsibility this year. Vote by mail must work for democracy to exist. As a member, we need you to be concerned about making sure ballots and campaign literature go out in a timely manner and that mail-in ballots reach the election officials to be counted. That takes a lot of work. It doesn't help that we're having facilities being consolidated at this time. Please participate in the fight to stop these changes that are hurting our service. Contact your local officers to volunteer. We really need you now, more than ever. Please think about getting involved. All it takes is going to your local president or your steward, letting them know that you're a volunteer and you're willing to help out.
Hello, APW family. This is your Secretary Treasurer, Elizabeth Liz Powell, wishing you a happy new year and bringing to your attention some dates that you will find available in the American Postal Workers Union magazine. 2024 Secretary Treasurer's training is scheduled for March the 5th through the 7th at the MGM National Harbor in Austin Hill, Maryland. Registration and additional information can be found on the event section of the APW.org webpage. The three-day session will cover fiduciary responsibility, beginner's QuickBooks, and refresher QuickBooks. Be sure to register early for the Secretary of Treasurer's training, as space is limited, especially for the QuickBooks training class. The APW 2024 National Convention will be held in Detroit, Michigan, July the 15th through the 18th. Local and state officers should pay close attention to information in the APW magazine, email correspondence, and information posted on the APW website. The official convention call will be in the March-April issue of the American Postal Workers magazine and will include other important information to assist local and state organizations with budgeting and planning for convention dates. Also important coming up are legal requirement dates that you must remember. Organizing and prioritizing your responsibility and duties for the year is crucial in ensuring all legal requirements are filed in a timely manner. Writing down and keeping track of the important monthly deadlines assists in keeping officers organized. The following dates should be included in prioritizing your monthly schedule of important deadlines: July the 31st, W-2s and 1099s. March the 30th, DOL reports, LM2, LM3, or LM4. Mandatory electronic filing is required. May the 15th, IRS 990, 990X, 990N, also electronic filing is required. APW scholarship deadline is previously scheduled and presently scheduled for March the 31st of 2024. The scholarship deadline for the E.C. Hallbeck Memorial Scholarship, Vocational Scholarship, and Best Essay Award for 2024 is March 31st. Every year, the union selects deserving students to receive scholarships for the college or vocational institution of their choosing. The APW Scholarship Program is one of the great benefits of being a member of the union. The E.C. Hallbeck Memorial Scholarship awards 10 recipients $2,000 annually for 4 years to use toward an undergraduate program. 5 vocational scholarship winners receive up to $3,000 to be used for 3 years of study in a specific trade, technical, industrial, or vocational school. 1 best essay winner is selected from the applicant pool to receive a one-time $2,000 award to his or her 4-year college tuition. Of course, you will find other interesting information in this upcoming issue of the APW magazine. Be sure to read it. Be sure to keep these dates in mind. Be sure to stay safe and be well. Thank you.
Happy New Year, Union family. Written and read by Industrial Relations Director Charlie Cash. 2024 will be a year that is both busy and challenging, but the APWU will be standing strong and meeting those challenges head on. The Industrial Relations Department has already been planning for the year ahead. Particularly, we have been preparing for contract negotiations. With our current collective bargaining agreement set to expire at midnight on September 20th, 2024, negotiations are scheduled to begin on June 25th. The opening session will be broadcast online for the membership to view and listen in. Once the opening session has concluded, the parties will hold negotiation sessions for each individual craft, general contract issues, and of course, the wage package. These negotiations will be conducted against the backdrop of the Postmaster General's Delivering for America plan, which is commonly being called by many network modernization. But no matter the challenges and changes we face because of this plan, the Industrial Relations Department will continue to prepare by doing what we have always done. The previously adopted labor management resolutions are currently being reviewed by both this department and by the individual crafts. We are continuing to collect the necessary data from the Postal Service on employee complement and hours worked. We are gathering data on comparable industries, including wage and benefit packages. We're also collecting and analyzing collective bargaining agreements from our sister unions and even unions outside our industry. These analyses help us plan and craft proposals for submission during negotiations. The APWU has made modest gains over the last few contracts that address the two-tier wage scale and non-career workforce. It is no secret that we will seek to continue moving forward on these issues. But that won't be all. The wage increases and overall package is always an important part of our contract. I know to some of you, it is the most important part. We are preparing the data necessary to defend and support our proposals on wage increases, as well as our leave and benefit packages. We currently have professional economists analyzing our current wage package. We have attorneys gearing up to prepare for interest arbitration should a voluntarily negotiation agreement not be reached. This is, of course, not our only preparation. Suffice it to say, the Industrial Relations Department has multiple preparation tracks and projects going on. Soon, the Rank and File Bargaining Advisory Committee will also be appointed. The committee will be presented with any full tentative contract reached to review and discuss. The committee has the authority to determine if it is sent out for ratification or not. Each member of the National Executive Board is to appoint one member to the committee, along with the president having an additional appointment to specifically represent deaf and hard of hearing employees. You can expect an announcement on the APWU website when the committee is finalized. Negotiations are not the only thing going on in 2024. The 2024 National Convention will open just a few weeks after national negotiations begin. The convention will be held in a strong union town, Detroit, Michigan. We will get together to conduct the business of this great union. It is at the convention where labor management resolutions are debated and voted upon by the delegates. Even though negotiations will have already begun, locals and states can still submit resolutions for debate and to let your national bargaining committee know what the membership sees as bargaining priorities. 2024 will be busy. We will still be facing challenges and defending our current contract as network modernization continues. We will be facing a presidential election that could have overwhelming consequences for our democracy and ultimately the Postal Service. Let's stand united, firm, and face those challenges head on together. Solidarity, Union family.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Happy New Year to all of you. This is from Maintenance Division Director Idowu Balogun. 2023 brought many changes into aircraft with the introduction of several pilot programs. Your National Maintenance Division officer met with the Postal Service and tackled these challenges head-on, including the initiation of national disputes. This article will summarize the changes and pilot programs introduced. Maintenance Craft Conference. We successfully completed the 2023 APW All Craft Conference in Las Vegas. It started on Monday, October 2nd, 2023, and lasted for 3 days. We attended the Maintenance Council meeting on September 30th. The General Section took place on October 2nd and continued with regional breakouts and workshops on Article 32, subcontracting and lineage in small offices. Bulk Mail Centers Conference. The BMC Conference convened on April 17, 2023 in Riverside, Missouri. It was chaired by Assistant Director A, Terry B. Martinez, and was hosted by the Kansas Coal Valley Area Local. All 21 BMC were presented and over 120 delegates in attendance. FMO Restructuring and Work Ticketing Pilot. The Postal Service made the decision to split Field Maintenance Operation, FMO, away from the maintenance and into customer service and delivery operation in an effort to increase efficiency. In addition, FMO no longer assigns and tracks work order in EMS. A new program was developed in RADAR to collect more information than the EMS to track work orders, work assignments, identify problem areas across the country. This created a nightmare for our area maintenance technician, with changes to finance numbers, leaving offices and local union affiliation in disarray. 955 exam employee discussion pilot program. USPS has begun conducting working session with employees to revise maintenance examination, exam 955, and maintenance interview, exam 970-974. This session will be conducted with employees, supervisors, and managers. Their purpose is to generate assessment content and develop test items, such as examination and structured interviews. Rating of job-related employee behaviors may also be gathered for use in correlation with developing the test items. Critical to note is that participation in this activity will be voluntary. Shared Community Toolbox Pilot Program. The Postal Service notified APW about plans to standardize maintenance work areas and reduce the number of large rolling toolbox by implementing multiple pods. This maintenance pod will be strategically located on the open floor to provide coverage for all equipment in its general vicinity. They will be required to enter and access badges. Affected employees will each be provided a toolbag containing the most commonly used box for their daily basis. MS 47 Handbook Revision and Self-Laundering Pilot. The Postal Service initiated a self-laundering pilot program that ultimately was approved and formally implemented. The pilot gives local maintenance management the opportunity to insource previously subcontracted work involving the cleaning and laundry of custodial rags and mopeds. Insourcing detail can be found in Maintenance Management Order, MMO 095-23. Several unilateral changes were made to the MS 47 handbook that removed negotiated language and added unnecessary glossary system. We recently filed a national dispute challenging those. E-4776 pilot program. This program has been limited to the state of Maryland so far and is testing the use of electronic tablets to track information normally written on paper form 4776. The tablet contains the same information as the paper 4776. It allows the operation moves and track driving time. However, the back of the form 4776, which recorded signature and the whether a route was completed or partially completed, was removed. That is problematic for lineage calculation. NCED, the National Center for Educational Development, effective November 7, 2022, APW represented back in a union employee attended training at the National Center for Employee Development, we receive a full pudding rate of $59, currently the allowed GSA rate. Employees who do not have any individually billed travel card may request an advance of money to pay for travel in accordance with A15 travel. Please note, this is a 3-year pilot program to encourage students to return to Oklahoma. Thank you very much. And again, Happy New Year to all of you.
Good afternoon. This is DeLeo Freeman, Human Relations Director, and I will be reading my article, Forging On in Progress This New Year, 2024. The Human Relations Department would like to wish everyone a Happy New Year. As another year rolls over, it's time to reflect and hope for a brighter future. In 2023, the Human Relations Department held its educational assembly in Baltimore, Maryland. Building unity, solidarity, and efficiently equipping our members through education and empowerment. This educational event was the first in-person meeting since 2017, where members were informed on topics such as Office of Workers' Compensation Programs, OWCP, the Employee Assistance Program, EAP, veterans' rights, civil rights, voting rights, economic justice, social justice, equal employment opportunities, EEOC, and learn of the connection between the civil rights movement and the labor movement. We encourage our members to carry on the wisdom we gained in 2023 to inspire and energize us in the new year. Office of Workers' Compensation, OWCP. After a successful year in 2023, we are going to keep the momentum going by conducting more training related to the OWCP. Although we organized many notable training courses across the country last year, there is still more work to do. This new year, the Human Relations Department aims to continue training for locals and states and provide a regional resources system to better assist locals and states with their issues. Our mission is to continue this year by building on the program and providing excellent training for all. Employee Assistance Program, EAP. This year, we will be providing locals and states with more guidance on how to effectively utilize the EAP in their local areas and will continue to meet actively to stress the importance of having assistance available to members as they need it. Veterans' rights and benefits. This year, we are dedicated to initiating a program that encourages our veteran members. We have organized a database to recognize our service members and build a coalition. We are committed to using all the tools and resources at our disposal to mobilize our members. Please stay tuned and pay attention to the communication resources we have for our updates on our progress. Civil rights and engagement. As we continue to strive for equality for all, I'm excited to announce that we take on the issues of today. We look forward to this year and the momentum we've carried into it by making sure we become more knowledgeable and empowered on all platforms to protect our civil rights, while stressing the importance of engaging and mobilizing members and continuing to secure assistance for all who are in need. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC. This year, we will provide our members with much-needed guidance on how the EEOC works. as well as a handbook for the EEOC process. We know how tedious the process can be, so it is the intent of the Human Relations Department to provide an informative manual formulated specifically from your union on the EEOC rules, processes, and general guidelines on how to navigate through EEOC process. At this time, we are not providing representation, but it's important that we provide a resource and tool that can be readily accessible for all our members. Please stay tuned and informed on the upcoming issuance of the new EEOC booklet, which will be shared with all our members. Lastly, I want to thank all that will be taking on the challenges that we face this year. I'm confident that all challenges that we face will be better forged together in the common goals we wish to accomplish in 2024. This department looks forward to addressing your needs, providing resources, and offering opportunities to get involved throughout the year. We can do it better when we work together. Thank you all. And remember, the struggle won't continue without work. Thank you.